I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Well, let's get right to it. We're still talking about net neutrality. And I have in front of me, by the way, the actual declaratory ruling report and order for the new FCC regulations. I recommend reading the whole report. It is about 400 pages long, but it actually tells a lot about the history of the internet and brings up, I think, some important points on both sides of the issue of internet regulations. Now, a couple of things that a lot of people don't understand. The internet preceded the World Wide Web by as much as 20 years. So the internet has been around for a long time, longer than the World Wide Web. The World Wide Web is actually a subset. It runs on the internet, but it is not the internet. In general terms, the internet has been around since 1980, and the World Wide Web came around in about 1995 with the introduction of the Netscape browser. So from 1995 until 2015, there were virtually no regulations on the internet. Now, that's not exactly true. They still come under certain rules and regulations, but net neutrality rules, or the rules that are called net neutrality, came under the Obama administration. In other words, for 20 years prior to Obama, and maybe even 25 years prior to Obama instigating what he called net neutrality, the internet worked fine. And I don't know any of us that complained about throttling or anything else. But the companies had the right to do that, didn't they, prior to the net neutrality rules? But did they? No. And according to what I read, in that period of time, there was an investment of about $1.5 trillion in internet infrastructure. And since 2015, ISPs have been reluctant to invest more in that infrastructure because of the rules that were imposed upon them in 2015. Now, understand that. From virtually 1995 till 2015, the World Wide Web existed without the net neutrality rules that seemed so important to everybody. And that was a period of incredible growth on the internet. And I don't know that anybody ever complained they were taken advantage of during that period of time. Small businesses flourished. Google, Facebook, to name a few. In other words, when there were no so-called net neutrality rules, the internet flourished. Infrastructure dollars were spent by the top ASPs. And there were many legal cases involved. And I won't go into all the legal cases that were involved in this, but there were many of them. Let me read just an opening paragraph of the declaratory ruling report and order, the draft report that rolls back net neutrality. It rolls it back to the period of time when we didn't have it, by the way, and things worked fine. Over 20 years ago, President Clinton and a Republican Congress established the policy of the United States to preserve the vibrant and competitive free market that presently exists for the internet, unfettered by federal or state regulation. For decades, commission policies encouraged broadband deployment and the development of the internet. That ended 2 years ago. Do you hear that? That ended 2 years ago. In 2015, the commission under Obama imposed heavy-handed utility-style regulation on internet service providers. Since then, broadband investment has fallen for 2 years in a row. The first time that that's happened outside a recession in the internet era. Okay, get this in perspective. For 20 years, the internet flourishes. For 20 years, ISPs invest in infrastructure. For 20 years, this goes on. And there are a few legal battles, but the internet, as I recall, worked pretty well from 95 to 2015. And then Obama comes along. And the interesting thing about this is that literally in a period of 3 months, he changed the entire landscape of the internet. He imposed these new regulations. He actually redefined what the internet was so that he could put these regulations on the internet. Essentially, he redefined it as a telecom service as opposed to an information service. The telecom is, I think, referred to as a Title II service. So that's what's happening. And all the FCC is doing now is saying, let's roll back the policies to where they were when we had tremendous growth in the internet. See, it's a regulation issue. Regulations stifles innovation. And what the new rules will do, eliminate burdensome regulations that stifle innovation and deters investment. And empowers Americans to choose the broadband internet access service that best fits their needs. The Chicken Little people say, well, what about this poor company in Western Kansas? Well, wait a minute. They had the internet before 2015. They had access. If they don't have access now, it's because the rules and regulations imposed in 2015 caused the ISP providers to stop providing infrastructure to build out systems to various areas. They want more business. They just don't want regulations. It's an interesting read, by the way. It's FCC CIRC 1712-04. Now, they make a lot of points about how the net neutrality rules that Obama imposed essentially were not legal, and they haven't held up in court. And they go into a lot of details on that particular issue, right? They go even into the definition issue, right? In the Telecom Act of 1996, intended to promote competition and reduce regulation, Congress drew a line between highly regulated information services and more heavily regulated telecom services. It also found that the internet and other interactive computer services have flourished to the benefit of all Americans with a minimum of government regulation. This is 1996. So they went on to basically say, we want to promote the use of the internet, so we're not going to impose regulations on them that might be imposed if we define them as something other than an information service provider. Makes total sense to me, except 2015. In 2015, I guess Obama got up one morning, or somebody else did, right? And they redefined the whole thing. They said, oh, wait a minute. We're not going to call it information service providers. We're going to call it telecommunications providers, and therefore they'll be heavily regulated. That went to court, and it was concerned that some of these laws were illegal, but they went ahead because Obama found a way around by putting out these regulations. He just imposed it. He just changed it. In one fell swoop, he changed the entire internet in 2015. He just redefined what it was. and made it come under other types of government regulations. Now, I'm not going into all the detail here, but I think you probably get the idea. This is a short podcast this morning. You can read the entire order if you like, but you have to understand that the central idea here is we had tremendous internet growth from the mid-90s to 2015. Massive infrastructure spending. Now, some people say that spending was not on the part of private investors, private companies, but that the government participated. But whatever the reason is, we had big infrastructure spending. And then it stopped. Because why? Because Obama stepped in and instituted regulations. It was not a law. In fact, it always failed to become a law. In other words, the regulations that Obama inserted, some people said, let's make them a law if they're such a good idea. But no, they were never able to do that. So they maintained his regulation. So the new FCC commissioner, Pai, says, we're going to roll them back. We're going to roll them back to the time at which the internet had tremendous growth. And that's essentially the idea here. It isn't like we've had net neutrality rules for 25 years. We've had them for 2 or 3 years. And we've seen infrastructure spending decrease. And by the way, well, without infrastructure spending, we can't have an expanded internet. We can't have expanded access because we need too much bandwidth now. We have, whatever it is, 200 million people or 300 million people using it every day. Every bank, everything we do is involved with the internet. I do podcasting on the internet. I go to the bank on the internet. I buy things from Amazon on the internet. And we need bandwidth to do that. That doesn't happen magically. It doesn't happen because you and I, as consumers, simply say, hey, let's go build more infrastructure. We're not doing it. We're not taking the risks. The ISPs are. The rest of us are going along for the ride. And it's been a great ride. It's been a wonderful ride up to the point Obama instituted these regulations. You know, believe me, you want to look it for yourself, then read the entire draft report that the FCC has issued. I think you will agree that it makes total sense. It makes total sense to do what is being done. It's 400 pages long. I've scanned it, and I think I've highlighted some of the main issues. It has to do with redefining, or actually not redefining, but defining what we called the internet prior to 2015. We're going back to the time at which the internet was lightly regulated and had tremendous growth, and getting away from the time at which it's been heavily regulated since 2015 and there's been little infrastructure growth. If you want to take the most negative view on net neutrality, then you would say if the continued decrease in infrastructure continues to grow, it'd be like not building any more highways, but still building cars. Eventually, the highways get crowded because there's not enough highways for the cars. Internet's not a lot different. If we're adding thousands of people every day, and if we're adding hundreds of different type of uses every day, we need internet infrastructure. We need more highways, and we need to encourage the people that build the highways, that's the ISPs, to continue to build them. Because I'm not building them, and you're not building them, so we rely on these other companies to build them. And they're saying, we have shareholders. We don't mind building them, but we can't do it in a highly regulated environment. And that's it for today. Take a look at it. It's a great report, well written. 346 pages long, plus the appendices. It includes a cost-benefit analysis, a whole lot of things that are very interesting to it. And you'll never hear these, by the way, on the TV. You'll never hear most people even have read the report, people that are reporting on it. But it's well written, and it identifies the problem. It was Obama in 2015. So I'm glad we're rolling it back to the times at which the internet flourished. That's all for today on November 27th. WebTalkWithBob@gmail.com. Take a listen. Read the FCC report. I think you will be impressed. And remember this. The main thing that's going on here is restoring the classification of broadband internet access service as an information service. The classification affirmed by the Supreme Court and the classification that it was prior to the Obama rulings. And things were pretty good on the internet prior to those rulings. It will actually restore the Federal Trade Commission's ability, the FTC that is, to protect consumers online from any unfair, deceptive, and anti-competitive practices without burdensome regulations, achieving comparable benefits at a lower cost. It eliminates the expansive internet conduct standard under which the FCC micromanaged innovative business models along with the Bright Line rules. Read about it. Understand it. It's the best way. I doubt if our senators will even read it, but it's going to pass 3-2, and we're going to roll it back to where it should be prior to Obama imposing these burdensome regulations. Disagree? Let me know. Read the report first before you disagree, and then email me with some intelligent comments rather than just pure opinion. Signing off, webtalkwithbob@gmail.com on November the 27th, 2017. Have a great day. And the internet is going to survive all of us. I brought to you courtesy.